Ladies and gentlemen, brace yourselves. It's time for Odd News with Scott and Val. The only segment brave enough to ask, who let this happen? And then read it out loud anyway. Proof that evolution is taking a coffee break in America. And one or two other places too. This isn't fiction. It's humanity unsupervised on Odd News with Scott and Val.
And Val, you get the excitement to kick it off today.
All right. Researchers unveiled a new artificial intelligence robot this week that becomes smarter by observing and learning from mistakes made by other robots instead of repeating them itself. Scientists say the technology could eventually make warehouse robots and household assistants far more efficient. Finally, cool. An AI that learns by watching somebody else mess up. Just watching the middle management right there, I think, would do it.
Yeah, that's what middle management does. They just watch you mess up. All right, so yeah. The robots definitely have a comment about this, Val.
I'm really quite surprised by this. So, it's kind of like what I do with Val then, right?
Nigel.
That's exactly what he does with you, Val.
Oh, it's creepy. I keep telling him. Creepy, Nigel.
He's always following you around. All
he
right.
He is.
Oh. Let's take a trip to Yellowstone with some fun video. Yeah?
Okay, right. We were just there, so I'm willing to go back.
Oh, bet you might be in one of them. Yellowstone National Park officials are once again reminding visitors of bison or wild animals. Not oversized photo props. Latest lesson, you've probably seen this one on TV. The 83-year-old bearded South Carolina man approached a bison near the Village Lake area of the park to get a closer look. Witnesses say the animal suddenly charged, launching the man several feet into the air before just walking away. Yeah. Park rangers, emergency crews responded quickly. Visitor suffered minor injuries, was treated at the scene before being transferred to a hospital for evaluation. He was 83, but I guess he got up and looked pretty spry. Yellowstone officials say this is another reminder that bison may appear calm, but they can sprint at nearly 35 miles an hour.
Wow.
That's fast. They become aggressive when people get too close. Visitors are required to stay at least 25 yards away from bison, elk, and other large wildlife. Apparently the bison misunderstood take a hike and thought it said, take a flight.
You know, watching the video, because they've played it so many times on the news, but they also did an interview of the guy last night. And it was, what was interesting is that he really didn't, they were walking along like a sidewalk, saw the buffalo laying on the ground, just stopped to take a picture. I mean, they didn't come any closer. It was just a you know, sidewalk that everybody was walking on when this bison got up and decided that they didn't like this guy for some reason. And he did end up fracturing his hip in several places. But yeah, it was.
So it wasn't doing anything necessarily wrong. He should have, but probably too close.
Right, this wasn't provoked.
Yeah, but probably too close. Even if you're on a trail and you're in with that in that 25 yards, you're probably not safe. So.
Right, just back right. away slowly.
Well, I didn't want to air the same video, and I'm going to switch to full screen for this one, the people to watch. I didn't want to air the same video that everybody's airing, so I just did a collage of people that have been attacked in Yellowstone for being dumb. Okay?
Oh, okay.
Leave you there, big fella.
This is the
Leave
best.
You there, big fella. Leave you there, big fella.
One more. So the last one, that dude gets knocked down four times. So every time he tries to get up, the bison knocks him down again. That's just cool.
Oh, it's scary. Well, scary. It's all funny until it's you on the end of those horns.
Yeah, whatever. All right. Keep going, Val.
All right, our next story. Police in Warsaw, Poland say they were searching for a shoplifting suspect who had fled through a large shopping mall when they noticed something unusual in one of the clothing store windows. Standing perfectly still among the mannequins was a man attempting to blend into the display. Investigators say the suspect froze in place for several minutes, apparently hoping officers would simply walk past. Shoppers did exactly that, mostly. The man was arrested without incident after officers asked the mannequin to step out of the window display. You know, he almost got away until someone noticed the mannequin was sweating profusely.
All right, Val, I want you to watch the video closely, and then when it's over, explain to me what you think his big mistake was, okay?
Okay.
All right, here we go.
All right. This is a show you should watch and see why we're laughing so hard.
I can't even describe what happened at the end of that video on the radio, just to say.
Well, I could just, I'll just say it like this. He got caught checking out the mannequin in the bikini.
That's right. If he was going to get in a window, he shouldn't pick a window with mannequins and bikinis while he's fully clothed.
Yeah, well, he's trying to not move.
All right. All right. Almost as much fun. Let's get back on the right screen here. Almost as much fun. A tourist eating lunch along England's southern coast discovered that local seagulls have become professional food thieves. Witnesses say one gull swooped down, grabbed an entire sandwich and landed nearby. Stared at the victim for a few minutes, apparently waiting for his fries. Wildlife experts say birds are becoming increasingly bold around tourists. At this point, there were less seagulls and more flying monkeys.
I hate flying monkeys.
I actually can do this one for you as well.
You daft. Drop the fries.
Not only are they getting more comfortable, they're actually threatening tourists now.
Yeah. And that one spoke, and it looked real, which was also very scary.
All right. We've had bison, a seagull, and here comes a four-story sweep of animal mayhem, proving they are getting smarter.
Mm-hmm.
Residents in a Massachusetts neighborhood couldn't stop laughing after a mail carrier unknowingly picked up an unusual escort. Nearly 40 wild turkeys slowly followed the postal truck from street to street to street before finally wandering away. Officials say no one knows exactly why. Even the mailman couldn't believe he'd been promoted to Thanksgiving Parade Marshal.
Oh, nice. How about a goat? Customers at a grocery store in Wales were surprised this week when a wandering goat calmly walked through the automatic doors and began inspecting the produce section. Employees gently escorted the hungry visitor back outside before it sampled anything too expensive. It'd just be kind of scary to know that a goat was eating that lettuce before you picked it up.
All right. Yeah.
Store managers say, though, it wasn't the strangest customer they've seen. Val shopped there. but it was hairier.
Harry back did too.
to be fair, it headed straight for the salad bar, which means it was the healthiest customer of the whole day.
All right, a black bear strolled through the automatic doors of a shopping mall. Oh, that seems to be a
thing.
Trend.
Mm-hmm.
On Alaska's Joint Base El Mandifer Richardson last week, wandered straight into the commissary where he ate exactly one peach and left a very personal review on the floor before casually walking back out. Wildlife officials say no people or bears were hurt, and conservation officers escorted the bear back into the nearby woods without incident. They also noted bear encounters on base have dropped significantly since new wildlife-resistant dumpsters went in the spring, which apparently was not enough to keep this one particular bear from window shopping. You know what? He gave the place one snack selection was fine, but the checkout process left a lot to be desired.
Somewhere, a mall manager, Val, is filing an incident report that starts with the words, "So a bear walked in."
It would be a better story to start when you're in a bar.
That's right. All right. Facebook. Now we've got a squirrel. Oh, squirrel. Facebook Meta. Facebook Meta office in Bangkok got a very unscheduled visitor last week when a squirrel burst out of a delivered package and tore through the building at top speed. This sounds
a heart attack.
This sounds like somebody sat him up.
Yeah,
it does. Squirrel scratched a janitor before finally being wrangled. Employees reportedly had an absolute field day with it. One worker even whipped up a fake AI-generated HR training video on proper squirrel-related office etiquette. Sounds like something I'd do.
Don't bite the janitor.
Yeah. Nobody has explained yet why a squirrel was inside of a package addressed to the tech company in the first place. Somewhere out there, one very small, very fast rodent single-handedly outmaneuvered the algorithm at Facebook and never even had to fill out an NDA.
You know, six different animals all making news headlines this week. What shall we do?
Oh, Val, what shall we do? I think the only way to, you know, mash up four stories is with a really good mashed up animal song. Here we go.
Dogs with buttons having conversations. Elephants painting masterpieces. Hippos saving antelope. And Merv the cat. Who uses better sentence structure than Donald Trump? Anybody else getting a little nervous?
Yes.
I used to laugh at squirrels. Look at them hiding in nuts. Turns out they're at Meadows' office. He popped out of a cardboard box, started running Mach 3, bit a janitor, evaded capture handily. LinkedIn says he's now the VP. The dolphins know, the ravens know, the crows are definitely keeping score. We thought we built civilization. Turns out they know way more. Animals are getting smarter. They're done pretending they're cute. The goats are shopping, the bears are dining, the turkeys formed a neighborhood coop. Animals are getting smarter. We're sliding down the chart. Today's it's peaches. Tomorrow they're running Walmart. Yeah. Mailman's cruising, doing his route, didn't notice 40 turkeys started following him around. House after house, street after street. That's not a flock, it's turkey gridlock. Bear walks into the commissary, eats one peach, leaves something, made people screech. That wasn't a crime, just posting on Yelp 5 stars, and I would totally use this bathroom again. Animals are getting smarter, they're tired of eating grass. Soon raccoons will
run
in houses, and possums will teach a class. Turns out goldfish remember stuff. Dogs understand words. Octopus escape prisons. Crows hold grudges. Meanwhile, Kevin from accounting just saw another squirrel. A grocery store, didn't panic, didn't run. Browsed the produce like he had coupons, just comparing prices. But the employees weren't the nicest, and that's when he said, I'll be leaving a 1-star review. Like the bear. I didn't warn you. Seriously. Go home, pet your dog, apologize. He already knows what you did.
There you go. When animals attack with Scott and Val attack in the morning. Wow. Wow.
I love it. You know, we have a raven that has taken up residence in our shed. And I keep telling Brad, you have to be really careful about how you try to extricate him, because they hold grudges generation after generation.
Oh yeah, he could just keep messing. He could keep messing with your house because you're the mean people. Ooh, that's not good at all. No, no. All right, Val, you get today's. We're not done. That was just a musical interlude. You get today's kicker story, and it's a good one.
All right, a Pompano Beach, Florida woman in her mid-70s opened her mail expecting a routine registration renewal and instead found a brand new license plate with a letter number combination that reads a little suggestively, let's say, if you say it out loud. She says she was stunned it ever passed inspection at the state level. Her retirement community, however, immediately took a side. And word has it, the informed neighborhood, our informal neighborhood vote, currently sits at 16-1 in favor of her keeping it exactly as it is. She's reportedly still deciding whether to request a swap, which Florida offers for free if a plate is deemed inappropriate. In the meantime, she's the most talked about driver at her complex. You know, nothing says retirement community drama like an entire clubhouse debating a license plate harder than they've ever debated Ron DeSantis' shoe choices.
And they probably have debated those shoe choices. At this point, replacing that plate would almost feel like letting the whole neighborhood down. And
I think so.
Yeah. Yeah. This is another reason why it's a show you should watch. And I figured since this is a risque license plate, we needed something that fit. Stay with the video. It'll reveal the license plate at the end.
Okay. Okay. Don't turn away.
Oh, all right, just
really?
Just in case you missed that, one more. It's worth it.
Scott just likes the first part.
Yeah. That's actually me, Val.
Remind them now where they can watch our video.
And that's your odd news for Tuesday.